we've heard any number of remembrances today of legendary folk singer Ritchie Havens. He died yesterday of a heart attack. He was 72. The Brooklyn-born singer is perhaps best known as the opening act at Woodstock for his unorthodox guitar style and his message of peace that helped define a generation. In 2004, Havens talked with Neil Conan on this program around the release of his album, Grace of the Sun. We thought the most fitting way to remember Havens on this day is to let you hear from the man himself.
Why don't you get us started with a song?
All right.
There must be some way out of here. Send a joke out to the thief. There's so much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, clown and dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. Get excited, Fiji kindly spoke. There's so many here amongst us, think that life is but a joke. You and I, we've been through that, this is not our fate. Let us not speak false for now, the hour is getting late, late, late. Late, late. All along the watchtower, all along the watchtower, all along the watchtower, the prince is kept in view. Oh, the women, they came and went, their foot servants too. Outside in the distance, wild cat did growl. Two riders came approaching and the wind began to howl. And the wind began to howl. I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine. Proud men dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. Know what any of it is worth. Know what any of it is worth.
Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower. Ritchie Havens getting some help here today in Studio 3A from Walter Parks. Welcome to you, too. And this the song and album, an excerpt from the album, Grace of the Sun. You can hear some of that album if you'd like to online at npr.org. And Ritchie Havens, we're talking about the music business today. You have been in the business a very long time. We mentioned you opened up at Woodstock. Things have really changed.
You know, absolutely. I have been in this a long time. However, I think I got out of the music business when I stopped singing doo-wop with my friends, and I got into the communications business. So that's a big difference for me. I think it's why I've been on the road every weekend since 1970.
You are a, well, now a double act, but for most of your life, I think, a solo act.
No, not really. I started out in the village as a trio, basically. I started out by myself, but it eventually turned into a trio by the mid-60s. A Kunga drum and another guitarist, and that's been mostly what I've worked with most of the time. I still have a Kunga drum that joins me every once in a while, and I have the great Walter Barks.
How much does it complicate life as you add musicians, though?
You know, for me, it doesn't really complicate it that much. The only complication I have with the Kunga drummer that I use is that he lives in Buffalo and I live down in New York City. But, you know, we work when in Canada together. We work in all the places where he can actually be. And when he's in town and I'm working, he also plays with me there. My original Kunga drummer from the guy in Woodstock lives in Florida. When I go down there, he plays with me.
Still plays.
So it's a very... organic situation for me. And I don't, you know, I basically don't have a lot of background in terms of what a concert may cost, you know, in that sense. And I don't actually, for the most part, ask, you know, what the place actually carries is what I actually go to do. And it's the people there that I go to play for.
Unique for the Studio 3A Festival here. We can take callers on the air. Tim is on the line with us from Medina, Ohio.
Hi, Richie.
Hi.
I saw you about 10 years ago at the Cuyahoga Valley Folk Festival.
Oh, yes.
And it was absolutely incredible.
Oh, I thank you.
You sound great recorded, but you were so good live.
Oh, boy, thank you.
And I wanted to ask you about, I know you use a lot of alternate tunings when you play guitar.
Actually, no.
You don't?
No, actually, I use one tuning, and I change two strings within that tuning to get to certain songs. It's a D, A, D, F sharp, A, D, and that's top to bottom. And then I would turn down the F sharp note in order to make a minor out of that open D.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes the high D, that which is, you know, the highest note, the sixth string, I turned down a whole note to make a seventh so that I could either play with that seventh, or if I made a minor, it would be a minor seventh.
Well, for those of us who are not musicians, Tim, what I was noticing, Richie, when you were playing, because you have an open tuning, I think, across your top four strings, you
all
use your thumb.
All of them, yeah.
And you move the thumb up and down the fret more than you use the fingers to fret with.
Yes. And that's, you know, there's about four or five positions that I've used for all of these years for the songs I have to sing. And I'm lucky because if I move up the neck and I play a minor, it's a minor with the same finger position. So I don't have to change that a great deal. My thumb is the major. And if I drop a string, it's a major seventh on the high string, or up two strings, it's a major ninth. So I get all of that and a lot of suspensions out of what I do.
I always thought, though, that if there was any musician who was ever going to get carpal tunnel syndrome, it was you on your right wrist.
Well,
I hope to see you again.
Thank you.
Thanks
for
the call,
Tim. I hope to
see
you again, too. My right wrist is connected to the left foot. You know, if the left foot doesn't work, the right wrist doesn't work. And that's really the truth.
Richie Havens here with us in Studio 3A. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And we have, about 6 minutes left? Do you have another song for us?
Oh, sure. Let's see now. I got to get this in tune, make sure.
Spending every day seeing everyone. Got no time to play, giving time away. We don't see the gift, we all share its worth. one, the only band that breaks in the sun. Need some time to think, being everyone. Castles tend to sink, living on the run, living on the run. We will see the dark, we all share as one, only by the grace of the sun. Life in the sky, hidden, dead enough proof. We need not know why. We are all we live for, whenever we decide. Sets the brain. We give up the sun. We give up the sun. We will see the dawn. We all share its one. Only by the grace of the sun.
Richie Havens and Walter Parks doing the title tune from Richie Havens' new album. It's called Grace of the Sun. We've got a minute and a half. We don't want to waste it.
Oh, sure. Okay, let's see what we get.
The music of Richie Havens, who died yesterday at the age of 72. Tomorrow, Neil Conan will be back for a conversation about the challenges facing survivors after tragedies. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden in Washington.